Good morning. We're towards the end of Simon Kuf Dalet, the halachas of Chol HaMoed, Melacha on Chol HaMoed. And we're up to Sif Yud Zayin. The Kitzur tells us that you're not allowed to make a chasna on Chol HaMoed because of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. You can't mix one Simcha with another. A person, however, can remarry his divorcee, Machzer Grushasei. You can also make a Suda for a Bris and a Suda for Pidyon HaBen or a Suda for Tanoim. If a couple gets engaged and you want to make the Tanoim, that is allowed on Chol HaMoed. You can hire workers on Chol HaMoed, even if they're not going to work for you for now. If it's for after, it's also it's considered to be a davar avid to hire them now. You can go chutz l'tchum on Chol HaMoed. There's no problem of tchumen. Rav Moshe says it's no problem to drive anywhere you want to drive, and that's the halach of tchumen. As far as breeding animals, you're not allowed to breed animals on Chol HaMoed. It's not a davar avad. You can do it afterwards, and you can't force a chicken to sit on eggs in order to raise the chickens, because that involves a tremendous amount of tircha. If you put the chicken there beforehand and it ran away, you want to put it back, so within the first 3 days you're allowed to bring it back, because that doesn't involve so much tircha. All right, moving on to Simen Kuf Hei, also about Chol HaMoed and Isurim of Tircha. The halacha is that you are not allowed to move things, which is a lot of schlep on Chol HaMoed, from one chutzer to another, from one bias to another bias in the chutzer is okay. And even if you have two chatzeris, which are adjoining, there's a door going from one to the other, you are allowed to move. You're allowed to move the things, even if you're moving from one apartment to another apartment. The second one is nicer. It's still going to be usher, because we don't want you to schlep things on Chol HaMoed. It's not in the spirit of Yontif. If, however, you have to move things because otherwise you're going to lose your possessions, a davar avid, then it is okay. You're going to lose money, a davar avid, then it's okay. And also, if you're moving from a dira which is not yours to a dira which is yours, that is a special simcha, and because of that, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Finally, last sif over here is that, let's say that you have a lot of property and you have to move the property because you're afraid of it getting stolen. That does fall into davar avid, and you're allowed to do that, and even if it is a big schlep, but it's best to do it bitzina, not b'far hesia, to do it in private so people don't see what you're doing. Ezras Hashem, tomorrow we continue with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Those being the halachas that have to do with mekach u'memkar on Chol HaMoed, with buying and selling on Chol HaMoed, Bez Hashem, that will be tomorrow.